Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Just before the break, we heard about the legendary Ida B. Wells and her work as an activist, journalist, and businesswoman. Now we turn to a legend in the arts. Last year during Black History Month, we took a short field trip into the archives with WNYC's chief archivist Andy Lancet to hear a bit of audio from the celebrated singer Marian Anderson, who pushed the barriers of what Black artists were expected to do in the era of segregation. I began by asking what happened in 1939, when Anderson was scheduled to perform at Constitution Hall in Washington, D.C.
Sure. The DAR, the Daughters of the American Revolution, who owned Constitution Hall, said she couldn't perform there because of her race. And Washington, as you might recall, was a segregated city in 1939, and the hall, they argued, did not have segregated bathroom facilities as required by D.C. law at the time. Here, Anderson recalls that ugly episode in an interview with WQXR's George Shirley in 1974.
Now, let me say this about the DAR. The management made all of the arrangements. I did not know what had gone on, really, until coming out of the hotel in San Francisco, I saw a paper that Mrs. Roosevelt had given up her membership.
Yes.
And so forth and so on. Then there were a couple of calls from the office, but I had no idea what was going on until really we got to Alexandria. There are many things, because I love America, and there are many things for which I feel very sad when they happen through a person's unknowing. I will not say ignorance, a person's unknowing, a person's lack of understanding, things that he has in his mind that he's not able to quite clear up enough to make him stand up on his two feet and say, "This I believe." And very often the people who could turn a tide don't say very much at the right time.
I love hearing her speaking voice and her very clear enunciation. It's so amazing. So it was after this moment with the DAR that Marian Anderson performed that famous concert on the steps at the Lincoln Memorial.
That's right, Allison. As mentioned in the last clip, outraged by the DAR's decision, First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt quit the organization and contacted Secretary of the Interior Harold Ickes. They arranged for Anderson to perform on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial instead. Here's a segment from this seminal performance attended by 75,000 people, with thousands more listening on the radio.
Of course, Marian Anderson was known for that amazing voice as a singer, but she was also a moving speaker. Do we have speeches of hers as well?
Well, we have speeches, talks, and interview material, and this is from a talk where she discusses her relationship with Eleanor Roosevelt and recalls the former First Lady urging her to accept an appointment as a delegate to the UN Human Rights Committee.
They said, "If you are at all not certain what you would like to do about it, speak to Mrs. Roosevelt." I thought, should I dare bother Mrs. Roosevelt with this? I did. And we saw Mrs. Roosevelt. And after telling her my feeling about it, she said, "You must go. You really must go. You must go." And then she stood in front of me and put a hand on either shoulder of mine and said, "And when you get there, don't be shy. Don't be shy."
All right, I know you have more. What other clips do you have?
All right, this next clip is from the weekly New York Herald Tribune Book and Author Luncheon Series, airing on WNYC in 1957.
as an American, and as Americans all that you are, we want necessarily that this shall be the greatest country in the world. Each and every one has his and her particular duty to do in making it that. The fact that my skin is black does not mean that I may not be in a position to be of service to my country. And if I am able to give it service, I am much happier in giving that service when I know that I am accepted. Many of you may be members of a family where there may be a black sheep, and you may not have tried to find out what the difference is in the fellow who cannot conform to the things that the rest of the family feels are absolutely necessary. You might make a little effort in the right direction and find out that you have saved a soul, and in doing so, have done yourself a tremendous deed.
The voice of the great Marian Anderson.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.